All right, so we're doing Akronis, the first Rashi. Patur, Dohan Notro, or my Havalei L'mavet. So we ask the question, what does it mean my Havalei L'mavet? Rashi just said, Dohan Notro, because he washed it, he did the Shmira. Shmira is a Patur. So the answer is, Rashi holds, it's not the Shmira that's the Patur. That intrinsically you're always Chayef from Maman HaMasa. But the Patur is that you're an Onus. So if you complied with the Shmira, there's nothing more you can do. So vis-a-vis the Hezek, you're unrelated because you're an Onus. And that's what the Potter is. In other words, it's not Halacha that Netira is the Potter. Halacha's Netira tells you what you have to do. And no more. And once you comply with that, so then you're not chayev. Well, why are you not chayev? Because there's nothing more you could. You're an honest. Nothing more you could do but comply with the Chiyuvei Torah. So once you're an honest, so then the hezek is unrelated to you, even though it's your mama that's masa. Yeah, when Tosfos says that the nifras of Balalus, that the chiddush is beyom is putter, is chayev, I mean, the kola is leilam also, it means that now Bezin's going to have to measure whether there was enough time for him to hear the call. It's a nighttime, they don't measure, because there's no call period. But beyom, they're going to have to measure the call. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Nifras of Balalus putter. That is potter, but beyom is you're going to have to start measuring the call. Okay, so it's not a simple halacha. Okay, that's what Tosfos is saying. Okay. He wanted to define the Tosfos nifritz of balala. So you have 2 days there. If at nighttime it breaks out and they tell him, they notify him. So then the question is he chayev to go after it? So the first Eretz holds is chayev. Second Eretz holds no. He can go back to bed. Now we'll have to run out in the nighttime and chase it because at nighttime it's very difficult to find it. Nighttime is not a time for finding things because everything is dark. So we wanted to define the machlokes. That according to the first Teretz, why is he potter? Because of onus. So therefore, as long as he can retrieve it, even though it's through great difficulty, he's not an onus. But according to the second pshat, the only time you're chayev, in order to be chayev, you need pshia. And here, he's not a pashaya, because since it's a tircha yaseira, you can't call him a pashaya. So if he's not a pashaya, he's not chayev. What's Tosfos saying? The next Tosfos, Osha Pirtzu Alistim. The Itzdrich Lash Meinin, the Afilo Alistim Peturim, Kishelo Hotsuyua. Why? Because when it's Hotsuyua, so the Kona King Zelo, so it's Maman HaMazik. And over here, they weren't Kona because they just broke the fence, so it's not Maman HaMazik. It's not Mamon HaMazik. So therefore, they're not Chayev. So what's the Chiddush? The answer is that there's a subtle difference between Grama and Maisa B'Yadayim. You see? So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that this is considered Grama. Even though one can argue, and one could say no. You have a lion, you open the cage. That's not simply grammar. It's a mice of your dying that you kill the guy. There's a fine point between grammar and mice of your dying. And the Mishnah's telling you it's only grammar. Mice of your dying has a name. What's the name? Garmi. Garmi is chayv. See, Garmi means even though you caused it, and it's not your mom and a mazik, but it's considered like your mazik be a dime.
Like opening the cage.
Like opening the cage.
If you tied a guy on the chair, that would be grumbling.
Well, that's a lot of cases.
Yeah, correct.
But that's the idea of Garmi. Garmi means it's a maisa be a daim of mazik. Even though you didn't, it's not your mamon, and you're unrelated to it that way, but since you broke that fence and the animal was standing there ready to be mazik, that's considered a maisa be a daim of creating hazard. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's Taisus.
So you have three categories.
So like we just mentioned, Asarev Shtarosa Shulchavero. I have a shtar, and I can collect $1,000, and you're lighting up your cigarette, and you light this, you say, yeah, what the heck, I'll light this paper. So you'll be chayiv as a maisa be a dayim of hesed. Maisa be a dayim of hesed. Because the shtar has a value, and even though it's grumma in the sense that there's a chain that prevents me from doing it, doesn't matter, but it's too close to the thing itself. It's really like your ma'abed biyadayim. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Chiddush of the Mishnah is that over here he's not considered a ma'abed biyadayim. Okay, so the question is, in the Mishnah, when it says Inicha Bachama, what's the Chiddush of Inicha Bachama? So Rashi says, Mitzayra lo shimsha, v'lo sagi le b'ne'ila karoi. The Mukminim b'gemara, tahainu del sheichol lama baruch mitzuya. So it's not sagi le. So what does it mean? What is Rashi telling you? That you shouldn't say Inicha Bachama is a grumma balma. I agitated it. So that's just a grumma. No, because the halacha is mamon amazik is chayiv. And one of the properties of the animal is built into the animal that if he's in the chama, he's going to be more difficult to control. So that's why Inicha Bachama is chayiv, because of mamon amazik. That's the chiddush. Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying... Okay, let me just take it.
So Rashi says, Nafal Gina Ba'onis. Again, he's going according to the idea of onus. That's why you put them. If you're an onus, and then you put them from being a mazik. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, he says, there's a new machayev. What's the new machayev? The machayev is mashananis. Okay, mashananis. Okay, that's a separate machayev. Nothing to do with mazik.